Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, this is the MGB Grapple Box of CFU.
This is the second event. Like, I had notes a while ago, and then we've had different events and things going on, and anyway, so I said, hey, let's go ahead and record. We'll kind of do it in the Grapple Box format, because we're not going to watch every match, because we kind of have a little bit of a tight window today anyway. So I was like, okay, what I'll do then is I'll put it up on the TV. I got my notes in front of me. I can use those to kind of comment a little bit. And the TV saying, nope, IWTV's not working. So like, that's fine. I can cast it from my laptop, which is what we're actually doing now. And as soon as I click on my notes, then the TV stops. Because it's one of those things, like IWTV on the laptop just doesn't let you use two programs at once. So yeah, so you just said, so you're not going to use your notes. Yeah, I'm not going to use my notes, I guess. So I kind of set it up that there's definitely a few matches I wanted to see for this one, Mason. And like, I've actually seen the whole thing already. So there was a couple of matches I wanted you to see. We just saw Little Mean Kathleen actually get beat within about 30 seconds. So I knew that this was a short match because I really set it up for this match. Now, it's interesting that I had technical problems with this, because when this show debuted, there was technical problems as well. That was the thing that I remember, because it was like, hey, make sure you're live at, I don't know, 6 p.m. on Saturday or something. And I was live at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and there was no show. And it was about 6:15 until it finally stopped. So there was like a 15-minute period when nothing was happening. So obviously the match I wanted to see is...
this one.
Why? That looks cool.
Because it's sponsored by Visionaries Global Media.
And we just had a massive graphic up there that was like perfect timing. I took the opportunity to sponsor a match. Lady Frost was in this match. She was actually being sponsored by... I can't remember who she's being sponsored by. I can't see the logo right now, but we were told we could sponsor the match, so we're like, sure, let's go ahead, we'll do that. I thought it was something nice to do for the network, to thank those guys, because they put in tireless hours, and they've never asked for anything back at all. And I thought it'd be kind of cool watching the show and seeing the logo come up. And when I watched it live, it was really cool, and it was just as cool today. There you go, sponsored by John Zittrauer. It's actually John. So they get the individual caption, and we got the match. And the other reason why I like this match is the opponent. I don't know if you knew the patient.
No, it's Megan Mason.
It's Megan Mason. So I was like, oh, it's Mason. I was like, oh, this is... I was like, yeah, we got to sponsor this one. Oh, Megan Mason's leaving.
Sent out of the room.
Nope. Did she... Oh. Oh, because she doesn't have a second. He's just got a random fan. It's like, all right, you're my second.
What is a second?
It's because in between the rounds, it's, remember, this is not traditional wrestling style. This is more like cage match fighting. Mm-hmm. In between rounds, because this is like three rounds, I think it is at this stage.
Yeah.
You get the person to come in and like give you some water. They normally take your gum shield out for a little bit. Like if you've got an eye injury, they'll try and patch it up before the start of the next round. So, I was trying to look at the nickname then for Megan while I was talking. I think I saw it just as it disappeared. I think it said the red right hand. I think that said what their nickname was. Megan's got the slight height advantage. 5'3", 150. Yeah. And I think it said Lady Frost was 5 foot even and like 124, something like that. So I'm trying to remember how many snowflakes that's equivalent to.
A lot.
13,000, is that what she said? I'm trying to remember what it was. Lady Frost looks so tough.
Yeah.
Like, when she walked in, I was like, whoa, that is not the Lady Frost you're used to seeing at all. I like this Lady Frost version as well. Like, I haven't seen Megan Mason before, so I have nothing to compare to at all. Looks like in ring right now, Sam Laterna's doing the announcing, and Ref Chris Lewin. Oh, that's no, that's not Ref Chris Lewin.
Yeah.
It looked like it from the original angle. He's just stopped Megan getting across to Lady Frost because she was all ready to start this one.
Mm-hmm. They're in the H2O arena.
They're in the H2O arena again, yes. Yep. And they look, oh, they got the doors wide open as well, this one.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not see the lock there? Like, they didn't have that open last time. Oh, did he actually lock the door? I don't think he must have closed it. All right, round one going. They got the caption set up. It does look really cool.
Yeah.
Just kind of dancing around a little bit. Yep. Megan's trying to dive in, but Lady Frost is too quick.
Yep.
Yeah, Lady Frost is going to use her speed for this one, and then going for the leg kicks as well. Sensible.
Yep.
That's what you do. You get the big opponent down.
Block the punch.
Yep.
Doesn't Lady Frost have like some MMA background?
I don't know. Savage Gentleman does. He's unbeaten, I believe, in MMA style fighting matches.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, he definitely does. We're going back a few years, but yeah. I'm going to guess you would have talked to Savage Gentleman. I'm sure he would have. He might have helped with some of the training in preparation for this. Yeah, Megan's kind of like a wild bull right now. She's kind of just charging at her, and Lady Frost's like the matador, and she's just kind of, ole, you know, just moving out of the way.
Yeah, oh, Lady Frost swung over the
top.
Her.
Lady Frost swung over the top there, and then she tried to kick, and Megan got hold of her. Lady Frost managed to get out of it wisely. Yeah, I don't think you want to be on the floor in that position.
Oh, they're just dancing around the ring right now.
I should have really at least read through my notes before I even before we started, so I could look at something. But hey, that's all right. The plan was originally, I think it was going to be, we weren't going to do a full review anyway. I think the show's about 2 hours something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we could have watched a 2-hour show, I guess. But I'd kind of narrowed it down to some of the shorter matches. And I wanted to, I don't remember honestly how long this match goes on. Oh, Megan's pounding Lady Frost with some fists there, just clubbing her while she's on the ground. And yeah, there was some we were going to skip as well. Like, I know one I was going to skip was Edith Surreal. Not that it was a bad match, but I seem to remember that it went on for, I think it was like 3-4 rounds or something.
Oh,
so I was like, if we're going to do this in this format, like, I was like, that's going to be too long. That's going to be way too long. So I picked out some of the shorter ones. We did get to miss the first match. I know that was one I did want to see. We got to see them come out just as we were clicking on the start. I knew Little Mean Kathleen match was really short. That was like 15 seconds.
Yeah, this whole time we've been talking, they haven't thrown a punch or anything.
Oh,
now they're throwing
that was
punches.
A few. That was right to the head.
Oh, that was a big punch.
And that was, Megan's swinging. If Megan connects with those, then that's going to really hurt. Oh, she's battering her again now. She's Lady Frost trying to cover up and protect. She's still got 20 seconds to the bell. That's not going to work. But she was doing both hand swings.
Lady
now she's just
Frost
going single.
Is blocking it.
Yeah. Now she's switching hands. She was going all left
but
and then all right.
Megan just has wraps around her finger, and Lady Frost has like the actual MMA gloves on. Did she win? There was 10 seconds left.
Oh, did they stop it?
I think there was.
I think
two.
He wasn't. Perhaps she wasn't following. I don't know what the rules are. I don't think there's any specific rules in MMA.
I don't
know. No, their seconds are coming in because they got the stool and the spit bucket. So, I don't know, whatever. Oh, 1 point deducted. So, she obviously didn't follow one of the referee's instructions, but I didn't see that she did anything wrong, particularly. Once again, we don't have commentary on, so I can't remember exactly, unless it's going to show. Oh, there's a replay here. Oh, that was a great hit from Lady Frost. I like the replays in between rounds, just like you'd see on a boxing match as well. All they're showing is when she got, told her to retreat to the corner. But no, you can hit your opponent when they're on the ground.
I don't know.
So, I don't know what happened there. There is Savage Gentleman. I'm not surprised he's the second. It would make sense. Fanning her with the towel. I was reading a story to Jay last night, and I don't know if he understood that reference of the second does that, but it was a really old British comic from the 1970s, Shiver and Shake.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two characters, and one's like super strong, and one is ridiculously weak. Ooh.
Out of the gate, Mega just charged at Lady Frost and actually connected this time.
I think she's going to try and finish her off. I think she felt cheated. Oh, Lady Frost with nice kicks. And then she's got a triangle locked in now as well. Oh, and Megan can't reach it. Megan taps straight away. Wow, that looked like Megan was in the ascendancy right there. And that quickly switched around. That often happens in those fights. You can go a little too aggressive and you can get caught. Anyway, the story was a super strong person, super weak person. And it's in a school setting. And They decided for PE, the teacher said, we're going to do boxing. Like, can you imagine that in PE? Oh, like, there's no way that would happen. Anyway, so they did that. And the first fight was they picked the two weakest people together, the character in the story and his friend who was super weak. And, like, they didn't throw any punches or anything. Like, nothing really happened. Everyone was booing on the outside because it was, like, the worst match ever. And then after the 3 minutes, they went to the outside and they put them on the chair. And, like, Savage Gentleman was fanning her with the towel. They did that, and the person was so weak that it blew them straight out the window.
What?
I don't know if Jay would have got that reference at all. Like, I don't know if he knew why they were wafting them with the towel. Like, I know he understands fanning, but they're basically trying to show that they were so light that they could be blown away by somebody just fanning them with a towel. But it was funny that came up last night, and then this was on right now. Okay, I'm not sure what the next match is. I don't think this is one I was going to watch, but we'll skip through. The only comment I can remember in my notes is there was a wrestler in here whose name was something like JFZ. But I think that they were from Australia. Oh, actually, this is kind of interesting. Charlotte Renegade, actually. I don't know if you've seen the Renegade Twins.
Mm-hmm.
So they're basically a tag team, but she's obviously fighting as a singles person right now. I've seen them at Mission Pro. They're also at Capital Championship Wrestling as well, which we might go to this weekend, possibly. So I know, I'm not sure if her sister was in this tournament or not, to be honest. Oh, that person at the back, she was at that show we were supposed to go to in Ohio, and then Jay threw up at the last minute.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember what her name is. Lee right
Sky?
Now.
Sky? Is that it?
Might be. No, I don't think it is her, though. I'm not sure, though. Katie Arquette was in this one.
Does he have any relation to David?
That I don't know. It does say Queen of the Silver Screen.
Yeah.
So, possibly. Yeah, but look, debut 2020 for Charlotte Renegade. So she's not been... I like the spelling of Charlotte, so it's easy to find on... like, there's no one else that spells Charlotte like that, as far as I know. But yeah, no, they're actually, I think that they won the tag team titles actually on the Mission Pro show that I watched recently.
Oh,
all right, I'm going to skip because I think we want to go to, the main event. I think we want to go to Jinai Kai and Masha Slamovic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know the only thing I did have in my notes was, so from the first event that we actually saw, I think this is the end of the last one. Yeah. Oh, this is... Is this the end of the first round? Oh, we'll leave this one up just for a little bit. Kaya McKenna's on right now. I'm not sure who Kate is. I don't remember who Kate is. So while the match is going on, what I wanted to ask you was, so if you had to summarize the first CFU show, I know it's been a while ago since we reviewed it, so ignoring the first matches, kind of focusing on, because it was a tournament, right?
Yeah.
What would your kind of summary be? If you wanted to update people so they knew what to expect for the second show, so they can kind of get the storyline, what would you say was the purpose of the first show, or what was the main thing in the first show?
The update was, they were crowning a champion, I think, in the first one.
Okay.
And the main event was Jinai Kai, right?
Yep.
Versus Masha Slamovic?
I don't remember who she faced, but so Jinai Kai won, though, right?
Yeah, Jinai Kai won.
So that was your interpretation as well. Mm-hmm. That was my interpretation as well, until I saw this. I don't know if you saw what this event was called. The event's called The Crowning of a Champion. So after this...
This is Rise of a Champion.
Rise of a Champion, okay. But they actually... Well, I guess spoiler alert right now. Masha Slamovic wins, and they declare her the first champion. And I was like, huh? Like, I could have sworn Jinai Kai was the first champion.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm seriously confused now as to who's champion, who's not champion. I'm going to skip through all the introductions. I think we just want to get to the fight, right?
Yeah.
All right, so they're just talking still. Sam Laterna's... Nobody's even stepped into the ring yet, so I'm going to skip another 3 minutes or so. Oh, I know the one thing that did surprise me also for this one. All right, they're in the ring, so they're just introducing them now, so I'm going to skip a little bit further. I was really disappointed at how few people were in the crowd for this. Like, when I saw all the people that were on the card, I was like, oh my gosh, this is an amazing card. And then when I looked around the outside, because we've seen a few events at H2O now, there wasn't that many people.
It was an
event I would have liked to have gone to, but and I kind of looked at the math and like, could I get back in time? And I was like, yeah, no, I just can't do it. All right, so they're only about 30 seconds in. Slamovic was kind of kneeling in the middle of the ring, trying to encourage Jinai Kai to come and get her kind of thing, and Jinai wasn't having any of it, so she's got up. Looks like Jinai Kai has a much longer reach.
Yeah.
On this one.
She's much taller.
Yes. I would say Masha probably has the weight advantage.
The strength, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I told you, Masha signed with Impact Wrestling recently as well.
Oh, she did?
Within the last couple of weeks, yeah. So it's possible we'll be seeing more of her. She's actually, well, considering the two matches that we've just seen so far, this was supposed to be, well, as far as I could see, the bigger match that was going to be at CCW this weekend. It was supposed to be Masha versus Lady Frost. And, yeah, it says for health reasons, Lady Frost will not be at this event this weekend. So
she won't?
For whatever the reason is. So Masha Slamovich has now got, what is it, an open...
Challenge?
Open challenge, that's it. So no idea who it's going to be. But that would have been a great match. I think Lady Frost has already responded, basically said, yeah, I want a match with you at some point, though. Thinking, oh, that would be an awesome match.
Yeah. Right now, Masha, she's just being grabbed by her hair, I think. That's what it looked like.
Janai's in control this first round.
Yeah, Janai's in control.
This one is Chris Levin officiating.
Yeah, Chris Levin.
Yeah, Masha's kind of on the floor again, and she's just scooting around. Janai's told her, just get up. Yeah, just kick her in the legs. You might as well.
She's just getting kicked.
She's trying. Masha's trying. All right, Masha's getting up again. But yeah, no, I honestly thought this was the first title defense.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
So, I don't know. Perhaps I missed it when I was listening to it. But yeah, when I saw it later, I was like, huh? Like,
they got turnbuckles.
I must have missed something. Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that prior. They're different colors. One's red, one's white. I'm not sure on the other side.
The other one's red. Blue.
Blue. I'm not sure if the fourth one is. I don't think we can see that from here. White. Oh, there's two white.
Yeah.
Because you can see the... Oh, actually, that could just be the back padding. That's not necessarily the front. All right, Mash is on top of Janai right now. So she's in... Chris asking her to break, though.
There's two whites, one red, and one blue.
Was that the end of the... Oh, that must have been the end of the round.
Yeah, that was the end of the round.
That's why. Because now they go into the replays.
Yeah.
There were some good hits from Janai Kai in this one.
Yeah. What's happening?
Somebody came into the ring who wasn't supposed to come into the ring. Oh, it's the different seconds. They told him, no, you need to stay in your own corners.
Who was the other person? Oh, Masha has 2 seconds.
Yeah, they got 2 seconds.
A second and a third.
Yeah, I don't know what you call a second. I guess it's a third. I'm not sure why you'd need two.
Yeah.
Unless one's like a coach, and one's there to like give water or something.
I don't know.
Oh, this reminds me of that. Have you seen any of the Rocky films yet?
No.
All right, we need to fix that. It just suddenly reminded me because Mickey, his coach, always used to kind of go in there and he'd give him the water and give him hints in between, give him advice in between rounds and stuff.
What happened to all the banners? I only see two.
This could be before that, of course.
Oh, yeah, before
like,
this.
If you remember, the first one was recorded probably about 2 months, I think, before it was actually released. And this is several weeks old now. It wasn't quite the summer, but I want to say it was like 2 or 3 weeks after, because I was like, hey, I've already done that trip, so I kind of know what it's like.
Yeah.
And I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks after that. So this might be mid-September.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be before... that Hall of Fame induction.
Zeke, Cold Scorpio.
Yeah.
And who was the other person?
There was the people from the people that do the films.
Oh, the photography.
I can't remember what it's called.
I forgot too.
So it's possible that's afterwards. Because H2O releases their stuff like within a day. But look at all the extra stuff they have to put in for this one now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure this is Mayday's work. Like, he's going to make it look really good because that's his thing. Whereas, I don't know. It might just be that H2O's a bigger organization, so they have more people that can kind of do this stuff live, get the captions up, and I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, I'm sure that they make up the... When they did the matchups, I'm sure they do those graphics ahead of time.
Yeah.
But you could do it afterwards, and it doesn't really matter when you do it, but I'm going to...
Was, like, the bottom part up on the live, too?
It wasn't live, though. It was, what is it, like a debut?
Oh, dude.
So it came out like 2 weeks after. Perhaps it wasn't 2 weeks. It might have been 1 week after the event. Because it was on a Sunday, and I know it came out on a Saturday. So it was either like 6 days, or it was like 13 days after. I can't quite remember. So I don't know for that. And that might be one of the reasons why... Well, I don't know. I'm sure IWTV decides what shows they want to go live. And I guess it also depends what's on that day as well. They do actually sometimes screen multiple events live.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. You got the option, like, would you want to watch... You know, oh, you've seen it before when it's like, do you want to see it live? Yeah. And sometimes it'll say, do you want to watch this one or do you want to watch this one?
Yeah, I remember. Does Mayday edit this or does somebody
else? I don't know. That I don't know. I'm not sure. If it's like the last time we reviewed this, we'll get an answer to that in DMs. I got a few answers from Mayday afterwards, which was really helpful. Because, like, we asked a couple of questions.
Yeah.
And I know none of our listeners got to hear them, but it was kind of interesting from our perspective. It was like, we asked this, and then we got an answer to what the question was. Perhaps I should have shared that with you, actually, at the time. Janaikai's still in control.
She's kind of, like, getting Masha's knee close to her like, armpit and then just punching her.
Yep.
So she can't really get out of it.
Yep. Yeah, no, she's limiting her leg use.
And now she got Masha in, like, a headlock.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like that.
I can't remember what it's
called.
Kind of
like the Oscar lock a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think that was the end of the round again. I thought there was the captions. I thought there was the cap. Perhaps they take the timer off when it gets to, like, the last 30 seconds
or
something.
Yeah, they took it off.
I wonder if that's so, if they want to run over by a few seconds, if it's a key thing they can do.
Maybe.
Like, when you put that counter on the
Or maybe the commentators are counting down. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't think they even had the seconds in that time where they edited it out. I didn't see them come in, but
there
I saw
were,
them leave.
There were. They're leaving.
Oh, they were. Well, I didn't see them come in, though. Last time, we got to see the replay, and then we got to see the seconds enter the ring and talking to them. I didn't see... All I saw on that one was the replay, and then the seconds leaving, so I think they might have edited that one. All right, round three. This one could go to five rounds just because it's for the championship.
Yeah. I wonder if this takes longer or shorter than a regular ring to set up.
I don't know.
Probably longer, because it's only the ropes that they don't put on, I think.
Yeah, if
you and remember that cage takes a lot longer than ropes.
Well, our last review, we got to see the whole ring being set up, and the ropes took, like, forever. And then they had to tighten them.
Probably took, like, about 3.5 hours, right?
It took a long time to get... Well, they had to get the whole ring set up, because the boards weren't ready, and nothing was ready. Like, they had to take the mats down, and they had to do everything.
Well, they weren't showing much urgency at the start, because there was probably still, like, 2.5 hours till the show.
The thing that's making me think this is quicker, though, is remember the MCW show when we first saw a cage match?
Yeah.
Like, because we're like,
they did that during the 15-minute intermission.
Yeah, it was, like, really quick.
Yeah.
They just kind of,
And in WWE, it takes, like, 15 seconds.
It's a little easier for them, for sure.
They got a lot of money and a lot of room, so they just, like, rise it up.
Uh-huh. Oh, this reminds me, actually. I owe Mayday an apology. I never came up with an answer to him for his question. He actually asked me, like, they were looking to transport the cage thing.
Yeah.
And they were trying to figure out what size U-Haul van would they need to be able to fit the cage in. So, like, they gave me the dimensions of the U-Haul van. They gave me the dimensions of the cage. Obviously, it's not set up like this. It would all be, like, folded up and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't work it out.
Oh, you couldn't?
No. I was like, I'm going to have to ask my geometry friends. And then I just totally forgot to ask them. And I guess it fitted because it's there. But yeah, I could not. A geometry problem that beat me. I thought, I can do this. It's like, I don't think... Have you done Pythagorean theorem yet?
Yeah, we did that last year.
Like, it was a little more complicated than that. Because you can obviously manage the back of the truck is like your right the sides of the triangle, right?
Yeah.
And then then you'd want the cage to go in on the diagonal, which is like your hypotenuse. But the problem is, though, it's not a flat object. Like, the cage, once you kind of concertina it all together, that has a width of it as well. So you had this, you knew these sides, but then it was more like a rectangle inside.
Like, the more you stack it, the less room there is?
Well, it's just wider.
So
it's not like, when you draw a triangle, obviously it's just a line.
Yeah.
But a cage, when you fold it up, is not a line, it has thickness. And that thickness totally threw me. Like, I thought, okay, I can probably work out what this is, and I could do it. Could not do it. Totally baffled me.
Let's see if it goes away again. There's 11 seconds, 10 seconds, and then eight, seven, six, five.
Oh, nice kick from Janai right at the...
Three, two, one, zero.
Oh, that knocked all the breath right out of her.
Yeah, they broke it up at the right time.
She didn't try and finish it up.
Janai Kai'd.
She could have got one more of those in. All right.
That was a perfect time for it to, like, end.
Yeah, I'll say. Masha needed that time. That took the wind right out of her.
Yeah.
She's just sat on the ground. She's not even sat on the stool right now. Janai's not even sat down. She's just stood up. I think they're going to show that one again. Oh, yeah, that just took everything straight out of her.
Yeah.
And then she went to pick her up, but then it was, yeah, there just wasn't enough time.
Was Michael B. Jordan in Rocky? Rocky?
No.
He was in a boxing movie, right?
Oh, I know what you're thinking of. He's in the later ones, because I think that he's, I want to say that he's, I think he's, what's his name? Is it Apollo Crews? No, is that the EWA wrestler? Perhaps I'm mixing them up. Apollo Creed. Mm-hmm. That's it. I'm getting them mixed up. It's Apollo Creed's son. So he appears in
He's in Creed.
He's in Creed. I can say the original. That was another kick from Janai that totally took the. Oh, now she got a kick in on the back, kick to the face. Uh-huh. Oh, Janai's all over this. Mash is just trying to escape and get a little breath right now, but Janai's not letting up. She's giving her knees. She's giving her punches to the side. She's not letting her get away. Mash is swinging now as well.
Yeah, because I saw a video of him. Mm-hmm. Like, because it was like, whoever it was punched him. And then he said he wasn't completely knocked out, but he wasn't acting too much. And he was hoping and praying a lot that they were still rolling and didn't think that he was actually injured because it looked really good.
Uh-huh. I like the Creed films. I thought they were good. I watched the second one again a few weeks ago.
I definitely know the Rocky theme song or whatever it is, or the mid
Rocky came out like late 70s, so there's no way that Michael B. Jordan would have been in that one. But yeah, I think there's like there might be 8 films in the series now. I know there was a Rocky 5. And then there was
when did it stop, like,
and then there was an actual one called Balboa, I think.
Yeah.
Which is like the 6th one, and then there's a couple of Creeds.
When did it stop being good?
The 4th one is the best as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the 4th one way more times than any of the others. I've probably seen the 4th one more than all the others combined, I would say. I haven't seen the first one in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Second one's good. Third one, I like the third one as well. Third one's got Hulk Hogan in it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Yeah, a bit of a wrestling connection there. The 5th one was not good. It actually had somebody who was a real boxer in it as well.
Oh, it did?
His opponent, yeah. Tommy Morrison. And he featured in it, and that was not a good film at all. I went to the cinema to watch that one as well. I got, I think it was my cousin won tickets to go.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have to pay or anything, but it was like, oh, this is not as good as the other ones at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually the 35th anniversary of Rocky IV.
30 seconds weeks left. Janai's just basically on. Masha has her in she has her waist wrapped around with her legs, and Janai's trying to get out of it. But this might come down to a split or a judge decision or whatever it's called.
I would say Masha's behind right now. I think Janai won round one and round two. I could give her round three as well at this point. Oh, I was going to say, she's still punching after the bell, but that's 10 seconds to go.
There's still 10 seconds.
So, yeah, anyway, so Rocky IV, they were doing a special, I think it's 35th year anniversary, and there was an extra 40 minutes of fight scenes in it. It was only being shown at the cinema for, oh my gosh, this is the reason why I don't like to cast it. It keeps cutting out, and I didn't see this time where it cut out either.
Yeah.
It was about, I think before it was every 15 minutes, so I think it was at 52, so I think, I think I got it. Oh no, it just went right back to the start.
Yeah, they need the judges' help on this one to find out who won.
Alright, let's see if I got this about right.
Oh, you were a little upset that I didn't, this is
round three, so I need
you're
a little
upset
more.
That I didn't like Indiana Jones.
Even your mom said that's a terrible, you don't know what you're talking about. You said the Raiders of the Lost Ark was not a good film. I was like, well, that's a terrible take. But then you said you were tired and you started to back away from that stance a little bit. And even your mom called you out for that. That's as worse a take as Jar Jar Binks is one of the top 3 Star Wars characters of all time.
I wouldn't say top 3.
You said top 5 and then you picked him at 3. I said, stop,
top
don't talk.
Three?
I was like, stop, don't talk anymore. And then we recorded what the top 5 were. And
there's still 2:45 left.
Yeah, this is the 4th round.
Huh?
We just watched the 3rd round, didn't we?
I thought we finished the whole thing.
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was, I thought she just won the first three rounds. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's kind of difficult to tell sometimes with these. Because they all have takedowns in them. They all have punches. Oh, we saw that because I remember seeing that. Yeah, we saw that round. All right, we're on to round five. I thought this kind of went the whole way. Well, I guess if we suddenly see him celebrating, then we'll know that it didn't go to a fifth round. Yep, looks like round five to me. Yep, seconds out. Round five.
But it just wasn't that good. There's
perhaps
better film.
Perhaps it's a little dated now. I don't know. That's possible.
Yeah.
You said there was one scene that you liked.
The helicopter scene. Or the airplane
When that's another wrestler. That's Pat Roach, I think. Mm-hmm. I think Pat Roach is in that film. Unless I'm getting it mixed up. And then he didn't see the airplane coming around with propellers. And then he kind of just stood there and he got chewed up by the propeller. Uh-huh.
If you get decapitated, your brain still processes and you can like see everything for like 8 seconds. Quick.
That was a quick finish right at the end there.
Yeah. Jinai Kai just got knocked out.
Yeah.
That's why in like the old days, like whenever people would get like decapitated, they would raise their head up just so the people could see the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
What?
You learn that in science?
No, I learned it on YouTube.
So they lifted their head up, why?
So they could, like, look at the crowd cheering, I guess?
The person's head?
Yeah, they lifted up their head.
Well, so you think that their eyes could still process the sight? Is that what you're claiming?
Yeah, for 8 seconds. For 8 seconds, that's it. And then they die.
No. They die from decapitation? Wow.
No, they grow, like... their head grows back like lizards.
Now, I know that if you chop off a chicken's head, it can carry on running for a little bit. Because because there's just...
If you cut off, like, a bit of a lizard, I think it can...
That's a little different. Inaugural CFU champion. I didn't miss it.
Via TKO, yeah.
Technical knockout. Yep. So they stepped in, because it was... I don't know. So I'm confused then now. I meant to go back and look at the end of the first one to see what actually happened. But like you said, it said the rise of a champion. So it made you think that possibly Jinai Kai was going to continue to win. But yeah. I thought it was a good match. I thought Jinai Kai came out of it really strong still. I'm not sure how often these events are going to be. I'm not sure I've heard the announcement for a third one yet, to be honest. Very possible, at the start of school, I could have missed a tweet easily. For all I know, they could have even recorded a third one by now. I could just have totally missed it. I don't know. So, I'm not sure. Mash is on the mic. We can't hear anything with that at all. So, sounds like a pretty good place to stop.
Yep.
Next week, I think, everything being according to plan, we're actually going to be watching H2O, but it will not be at this arena. It'll be the, I can't remember the event, the one from Halloween. We got the exploding ring at Trenton Thunder. And as he's appeared in every season so far, Blade Job's going to be joining us. Ryan at Nishguy is going to be joining us. So that's what's coming up.
Yeah, and we're allowed to swear on that one.
No. If Ryan cannot swear, then we don't need to swear at all.
Rated R.
No, not rated R.
Full F words.
No.
This is MGB, and we're out. Peace.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.